MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Cabbage with K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're talking in a winter wonderland, wrote the punster. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. I mean, should I just do them straight? Do I have to comment on every E-Betsy pun?
And you shouldn't. There's something in radio called making it your own.
Yeah.
So that when somebody writes something for you.
I know, but everyone knows E-Betsy writes these.
Only because you keep bringing attention to it.
Because
you're,
I think,
supposed
she deserves
to do
credit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're supposed to do the thing yourself.
I can't believe you got
the intro and the outro are done by you. And
yes,
you're
Mommy.
Supposed to take it as your own.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're talking in a winter wonderland.
So Lisa from Shelby, North Carolina, men sometimes get to me. What about you? So men who act like 15-year-old boys, do you run into these kind of types very often?
Well, mine grew to 19, and he's out of the house. So.
Oh, God. She's known on eBay as Trippin' C.
Trip NC
must stand for North Carolina.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, how can we help?
Lisa, what's your question or comment today?
Okay.
Don't pay any attention to the children.
Straighten up, Griff.
Hey, they're
very good. Very good. In a Southern mother's, that only a Southern mother could say it like that.
Well, bless your heart.
But normally what we say is, I wish you would open your mouth one more time.
I will.
Lisa?
Okay.
Go ahead,
Lisa. Business. My question
yes.
is I was doing a listing this morning for some perfume. As I'm typing it in, eBay kind of automatically suggested a title, which I like that. I'm like, okay, I'll go with that. And then it came up with an item specifics already pre-populated, like that. Whole lot written about this perfume. Went with that. Then I go to the shipping, and this happens before, that they have a suggested shipping, I guess, based on other shipping methods that users have used.
Okay.
Well, it suggested first class. And it was like $3.26, which is really, you know, cheap way to ship.
Yeah.
But here's my issue. I'd called the post office earlier because I remember seeing some Facebook groups that there was an issue with shipping perfume. I couldn't remember what people said.
Yeah.
How you can and can't ship it. So
yeah.
I called the post office, and they said I had to use standard post. Parcel
right.
Select had to use it that way. Right. So my question is, why is eBay coming up and telling me to use first class? And are other people using first class and just not getting caught?
Yeah, so that's the recommendation engine, and it's based on what other sellers are doing. So it looks at... let me ask you some questions. How much perfume are we talking about? Was this an ounce bottle?
Yeah, 1 ounce.
Yeah, so it's a small bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, it could easily fit into a small first class package. So that's what most sellers are doing, in spite of the post office saying no, because the post office doesn't open and inspect parcels. So eBay is giving that recommendation, not based on USPS rules, just based on what other sellers of the same perfume are doing.
Well, that's what I thought. And, you know, you were talking about the nice packages and all, and I was looking at... listen to T-shirt and what other people are using for their shipping option, and that leads me down the path of cramming it into the smallest envelope I can to ship it as cheap as I can.
What, the perfume? No.
No, on a T-shirt.
Just on a T-shirt,
any other
yeah.
packages, okay. You know, and I don't want to do the cramming it into the package, but yet I feel like I need to compete with what other sellers are doing to get that price down.
Well, yeah, it's true with a T-shirt, especially if it's a low-priced item, but
yeah.
If you're cramming it into an envelope, you could easily fold it and put it into an envelope.
Yeah, well, to get it in this one envelope, I folded and rolled to get it.
Well, that's
okay. That's
okay. It's a T-shirt. That would work.
But if it's a Brooks Brothers shirt or something nice, would you suggest going with a higher shipping rate to give it a nice?
No, I want you to save money on shipping. So with the shirt, it's the weight. If the currently, if it's 13, if the package can weigh 13 ounces or less, you can send it first class package. The vast majority of shirts, unless they're made out of heavy material or and or are huge sizes, like a 5XL, that may tip the scale. So here, I'll give you what I do with a shirt, just for example.
Okay.
Most of my shirts will ship. I can pack them with the tissue, with the raffia, with the packing slip in a polyvinyl envelope that's the right size, folded in thirds and then in thirds again. Very nice presentation for well under 13 ounces, usually around, well, if it's a small shirt, it could be as little as 6 ounces to maybe up to pushing 13. If I weigh that package and it's going to be more than 13, I can, based on the way I fold it, usually get those into a legal flat rate envelope, which is five to six bucks. And then if it's bigger than that, then I knew when I listed it, I've learned the bigger, heavier shirts, I'm going to have to ship them priority. So I just add a little bit more to the price.
Include your shipping, don't you?
Yeah, I include shipping. It's all free shipping. That way, I take the shipping out of the equation. And that means it's easier to compete because a buyer looks and sees it's one price and they don't have to do any calculation.
Yeah. I've played back and forth going with free shipping and charge shipping. I've not seen that it increased my sales when I offered free, but there again, I've only been doing this for like 4 months, so I've not got a lot of history of
4 months. Good for you.
So you've only been selling on eBay for 4 months?
Wow, that's great.
Really?
How many sales have you had so far?
What made you want to sell on eBay?
eBay Radio.
I picked it up on the radio one day.
I knew it.
And it was Griff. He just urged me to do that.
I knew it. And it was Griff, not Lee, right? Lee had nothing to do with
Lee.
It.
It was Lee.
Oh, no, Lee didn't. Well, Lee's still getting going herself.
Yes! My work here is almost done.
I feel like we're kind of working this together, me and Lee. Trying to go at it.
Yeah, trying to do the best we could.
You're my partner in crime. You're the established one that I'm aiming for to be like you.
We're aiming to beat the hell out of him in sales.
Hey!
That's what we're doing. Hey, Lisa. Okay. So I'm on your one of your listings here.
Yeah.
She sold 39 so far, Griff. She's got a 39 feedback, 100% positive feedback.
That's fantastic.
39.
Yay.
And, gosh, you would never know she was such a new person.
Oh, thank you.
Guardian Angel cross-stitch lavender lace handmade completed frame 22 by 18 oval. What a great title.
Isn't that nice?
So I'm trying to find you. Hold on a minute, because I got to go to the advanced search, and the user ID is Trip NC. Is that one word?
One word.
Okay.
Yeah. Trip NC. I've also got a sign up for the store this month, Trip NC Treasures.
Oh, yeah.
Is my store name.
Wow. Look at your nice photos.
I've got a few old bad ones, but they're getting better. I bought a light kit. I followed your YouTube videos, Griff, that you did.
Oh, yes.
And I bought me a light kit and set it up.
Well, I think your photos are darn good, actually. Look at how sharp and
so
clear this.
So do you do cross-stitch yourself, Lisa?
No, I found that at an auction.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't believe it hadn't sold. There were completed that had sold for a lot more than that.
Guardian Angel holding a little baby in her arms. It's just...
Yeah, I know it's going to sell. I'm trying to hang in there.
Oh, you're doing great. These are wonderful. These are really nice pictures and nice titles. This is a nice selection of stuff. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I like this.
Wonderful.
I wish it was my size.
Very encouraging.
I wish I was a 42. I could buy this Reed St. James wool blazer with the lovely suede elbow patches.
The elbow patches are supposed to be hot right now.
They are. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not a 42, but that's a nice jacket.
Griff? I'll start looking for you something.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, it's a medium. Darn.
So you have a Phillips 66 gas coffee mug promo 1970. Oh, she's doing a great job with her titles, Griff.
Yeah, the titles are really nice.
She's using up all of her allowables.
That's right.
Well, I listen to y'all all the time.
See, it's
sometimes
working.
Over and over because I'll, yeah.
Ooh, I like these tin types. Wait a minute, I want to see these. Oh, the two guys and the two ladies. Those are nice, those tin types.
That's another one I'm trying to figure out how to ship because I was going to ship that in a basic envelope between cardboard, but I was reading on the USPS site, it was saying that my envelope can't be rigid.
Oh,
yes,
it can.
Machines, it can't be rigid enough.
Oh, you can put this in a padded envelope, and that's perfectly okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
First
class padded
envelope.
Well, yeah, you would ship it in a first class. You'd ship it first class parcel in a padded envelope. It'll be thick enough, and those shouldn't weigh more than 13 ounces in a package.
Okay, and if I put two pieces of cardboard around the photos, it's
that's
not
fine.
Bend,
yep.
But it'll be okay. Okay.
It'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be perfectly all right. I like those. Those are nice. Wait a minute.
I don't want to break any laws here. Yeah.
Oh God, that's you know what? Jeez, wait a minute. Oh. My heavens. Wait. Oh, look. Oh, heavens. I think someone's bought them. Oh, no. I wonder who.
Who it can be worries me.
Oh, they're gone now. That's too bad for
what?
You.
Oh,
what,
no.
What?
You sold something.
I think your thing sold those, the two tin types. Oh, darn.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, they sold. Oh, brother. That's too bad.
Well, I love all your stuff, and I love your pictures.
I do, too. They're very...
So what are you using to take pictures? A camera.
iPhone 4.
Stop it.
Wait. No, that's important. You're using your iPhone.
Wow.
iPhone 4.
These look
great. Look at how nice the photos are with an iPhone. That's
an
brilliant.
An iPhone 4 yet.
Yeah.
Gosh. So, Lisa, did we answer your question?
Well, let's keep her on.
We'll find out.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
The manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com. ebaymotors.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
An eBay Radio holiday factoid.
Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. And if you received all the gifts in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, you would receive 364 gifts. That's a lot of wrapping. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Your call is the tinsel on our phone tree at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. How was that? Was that better?
That was much better, big
thank
boy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We all thank
so
you.
So hard to please.
We all thank you.
Impossible.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Oh, here she
when
goes.
When Maya Angelou would get up on stage and read something, does she say, written by? No, she does not.
Well, she wrote it.
I know, but you don't do that. Oh, my God, you don't do it.
On it, just it's life with the Bickersons.
Lisa,
really.
Darling,
right?
Did we answer your questions, honey? Yeah,
you sure did, and more.
Okay, stuff she didn't even want to know. Okay, Lisa, you have a wonderful holiday season. Okay.
You too, Lee. Angry.
Okay, and Griff, thank you very much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Rich in Streamwood, Illinois, known on eBay as Diz Deb. Spelled D-I-Z-D-E-B-H. Hey, Rich, what's your question or comment?
Happy holidays, guys. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Griff, I sold a Christmas ornament to a buyer on November 24th, put it in the mail, and it showed up at their post office, and I've gotten two requests now, and the poor lady's been to the post office twice, and they can't find her item. What's the best thing to do so I don't get a defect? You know, I really feel sorry, but, you know, it's out of my control.
Does it show as delivered?
No, it actually, you know, I find the tracking goes all the way to their local post office. You know, it was a woman in Georgia.
Right.
It shows up at her post office, and the tracking stops, and the lady's been there twice, you know, and they looked for it, and they said, it's not here, we can't find it.
Huh.
That's what I said.
There's nothing you can do. Actually,
okay.
All you can do is to placate the buyer, say, she knows that you shipped it. It has tracking. They just can't find it. If it were my buyer, I would say, sorry. Well, how much money are we talking here, by the way?
Oh, it's only like $15. It's not a whole lot.
I would refund her as fast as I could and say, because it's the holiday season and you're probably waiting for this, here is your refund. I hope you still get the item. Very sorry this happened, and move on to the next transaction and don't worry about it.
So it's not going to show up as a defect then?
It doesn't. There's no automatic defect for item not showing up. The buyer would have to open an item not received case. So if your interest is in making the buyer happy, put the idea of the defect aside.
Okay.
If your idea is to make the buyer happy,
right.
If it were me, I would refund the buyer's money immediately, saying, so sorry, this item seems to be lost by USPS. Here's your money back. Maybe it'll show up. If it does, keep it. That's great. And have a happy holiday.
Okay.
But before you go, Rich, I don't know if this is a mistake in one of your listings or if this is the most expensive thermos I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know.
Walt Disney Pinocchio 70th Anniversary Exclusive Collectible Bottle Mug Strap. $8,095?
Yeah, it's a fat finger mistake.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing I found it for you.
I have to fix that.
Yes, you will. I thought, wow.
Oh, yeah. I will fix that as soon as I get off the phone.
That's some collectible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was worth that much.
You know the one I mean, then.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Okay, Rich.
Great.
Happy holidays
Thank
to you.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 888. Yeah, I saw that. $8,095 for a thermos. Albeit it's Pinocchio, but, you know.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah, Sylvia, Montebello, California, known on eBay as Red Leader 98. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Over this past month there, we've had a couple of returns on the jacket. Maybe it was too small or it was too big, but the buyer would contact me and say, hey, this is too small. Can I return it? And I said yes, and the owner was, well, how do I return it? So I rarely buy something on eBay, but I just happened to have bought a pair of headphones. So I went through as if I was trying to return that, and I wrote down the instructions on the back of a pad of paper and mm-hmm. just transcribed that and gave that to my buyer, you know, to just get them started, and then just let them to print the label on a piece of paper, apply that to the box, and just ship the item right back to me. It was no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And they were appreciative of that. So
that's a very good tip.
Did you call?
I'll just carry that in,
Did you call us because you heard the ho ho ho?
I'm on my phone.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Was that the right thing for her to do? I mean, it ended up being good, Griff.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
We thank you for that.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
thank
bye,
you
honey.
For calling.
So
that's
if
a great
you
tip.
Hear the ho, 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 see, you got to tell me when I get you on the air, if you heard the ho, 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 and you're calling in with a tip because you heard the ho, 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 then you're going to get a gift.
Ah.
So it's a little different. So if you were to hear Santa...
Is that really Santa? Sounds like Frank Caesar.
Oh. Why don't you just take away all of the joy of radio? Suck all the joy out of the radio experience.
I'm trying. Oh, I have news.
Yes.
I posted the link to it. Did you see that somebody? So I went on the eBay, and I searched for the interview just to see what would show up.
What showed up?
Well, there's promotional material. You can get Sony's The Interview official merchandise cup, ultra rare, for $650.
Whoa.
Oh, that went down in price. It used to be $2,000. And I saw a poster for, I think it was a couple hundred bucks. So I don't know how people got a hold of some. Maybe it was sent to theaters, but people got a hold of some of the promotional interview for the now infamous...
So what are they going to do with that movie? Do we know yet?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, I've heard rumors that they were just going to, that's it, gone. But
no,
then I heard
they
were going to put
said,
it on HBO or something.
I think they said, no, they're not going to release it.
Not at all.
Which means if you were smart enough to grab some anything you could get your hands on, well, now you have a piece of pop culture history to sell.
Yep.
You smart little eBay seller, you. You're so smart. How'd you get to be so smart?
People are saying that we should go ahead and have it in the movie. Yeah, what if you, Mr. Entrepreneur, Ms. Entrepreneur, listening to me right now.
What?
What if you knew, what if you owned a movie theater?
Might show it.
All right, you'd have to get armed guards. You would have to get liability insurance that you probably couldn't get.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things you would have to take into consideration.
Oh, please.
Just think
Please.
About it, Griff.
No, I'm not going to think about it. It's just a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where does it end, by the way? I know it's not, we don't want to go too deep into this, but
yeah.
Where does it end?
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, I get that we need to keep mm-hmm. on living our life and that we can't let terrorism ruin our lives or change our way of life. But sometimes we have to also remember that there are some gray areas here, like the person who has to buy the more insurance for their movie theater.
So you don't have to go to the movie theater. You don't have to see it. No one's forcing you to go.
That's true. That's
go on a heartbeat.
You'd go?
Yeah, with a big sign that says, go ahead, bomb me. I'm going to the movies.
I get the drift. And normally I feel that way.
Yeah, but this is
where... Except I thought of the owners of the theaters.
I'm thinking the owners of promotional material who are smart enough to sell it on the eBay.
Well, that's good.
That's what I'm thinking about.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because as we know, e-commerce spending for the holiday period is up 15% from last year.
It is?
So far. That's
wow.
Just so far.
That's good news.
Comscore is the big research firm, and they examined e-commerce spending for the first 44 days of the November-December 2014 season, ending December 15th, and they found that shoppers spent $42.5 billion from their desktop computers. And for the second consecutive week, all 5 days of the work week reached the milestone of at least $1 billion in online desktop sales. And this marks the first time in history that such a feat has been accomplished twice in the same holiday season. Now, today is free shipping day. One surge in online buying leading up to today. Mm. From December 19th on, the online shopping season should start winding down a little bit.
Mm.
Hmm. So it's a great year, great time to spend, great time to sell, great time to buy.
Great time to go to the movies.
I love it all. And as Griff says, a great time to go to the movies.
Yeah. It's a movie. It's not real life. It's a movie. It's a comedy.
Yeah. Didn't Angelina Jolie direct this film, or did she produce it?
No, I don't think she directed it.
Really? She doesn't have anything to do with this?
I don't know. I think hers were some of the emails that were leaked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that part doesn't interest me at all. I don't care about all that stuff. Sony should. I mean, really, you should have a. If anything, the learning lesson here is, you know, stronger security, guys. Not that hard.
Hmm. Well, can anybody find a movie theater that's?
No. It's not released. It's been pulled from release. It's not going to be shown anywhere.
At all.
No, not anywhere.
Okay.
Which makes everyone want to see it all the more.
I'd love to see it.
Somebody said
it. And you know what? I'm with you in the spirit. Let me go back to something you said.
If this is a marketing campaign.
I'm with you in the spirit of saying, heck with you, I'm going, carry a sign, come get me.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMate.
But on the other hand.
888 Radio. I can't even get through this.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail, historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, Check your email. Make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that. But how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The first Christmas cards were invented in Britain in 1843. In that same year, Charles Dickens wrote A Christmas Carol in just 6 weeks. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.